From a distance, one could hear the roar of white water at Fuller Falls, falling down the base of the Nile and crashing on the rocks below, sending foamy splashes of water up as high as 5 feet. Lupai Samuel, executive director of the I Am Peace Initiative, says the peace camp brings together youths from various communities to build trust, break stereotypes, and promote peaceful coexistence in the country.
We realize that one of the things young people are always apart in smaller groups is because they don't have a platform to come together, and there's no intention that brings them. But when we create that platform, they start to connect at different levels, and that's the objective of the peace camp, building people-to-people relationships to build trust and break stereotypes.
Samuel says South Sudanese need to connect with their country, explore its physical features, and take advantage of its tourism opportunities. He says the camp enables youth to do more than just connect with each other.
It means connecting with nature. It means connecting with what can sell South Sudan out there to make us proud of our country. And so selling the local tourism of this country means that other people are going to know South Sudan besides the wars that they hear and besides all the horrible things we hear about South Sudan. And promoting local tourism means there's a positive aspect of this country that is untapped into, and the young people are the best people to tap into this.
Christine Kide, one of the youths who took part in the peace camp, says the Fuller Falls are beautiful, as are many areas of South Sudan.
We can't deny the fact that South Sudan is truly beautiful and blessed from the natural beauty, the hills, and when we go to the falls, you know, looking at how God designed the falls and the elephant, the buffaloes, it was quite an amazing experience. So just that these natural resources are not well taken care of, or maybe they are not well planned for, is becoming a challenge to access them, to give people an opportunity to see the beauty of South Sudan.
The River Nile's floodplains are rich in green vegetation and fertile soil, an essential natural resource for robust agricultural activities along the Nile and recreational opportunities such as hiking the Gordon Hills, which offers stunning view of flowering vegetation at the Nile floodways. The floodplains also provide a habitat to a diverse variety of wildlife, including elephants, monkeys, buffaloes, hippopotamus, and reptiles.
When you look across the river, we saw elephants grazing on the other side, and we saw how powerful the waves were. It made us really look into the future and think maybe in the next 10 years we might have electricity being generated in our own country. If the roads can be developed, you know, paved to allow people to visit the sites, you know, to go and study, see the nature, and then it would really be amazing.
Eva Loper, who works for Advanced Youth Radio, says Fuller Falls could be South Sudan's gateway to commercial tourism, which would boost the economy. She says the falls could also generate electricity for the country. Loper says local tourism needs to be promoted across the country.
Tourism contributes to building an amazing economy, and it's only a disappointment that we are not making use of having something so great. Another thing that I've seen about the Fuller Falls is the opportunity it gives electricity a kickoff, not just to the Nimili people, but to the entire of South Sudan.
The Peace Campus also visited archaeological sites such as the Calvary Chapel Kush and the 200-year-old tamarind tree that Sir Samuel Baker, the British explorer, used to sit under with local chiefs in the Maliland to settle cases that affected communities in Nimule, which included the slave trade in the late 1860s and early 1870s. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.